Welcome to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm Megan Martin.
And I'm Ian Dory.
I'm Brian Arnold.
And I'm Noah Kaufman, the Ninja Doc. Thanks for joining our weekly conversation about health, fitness, and all things Ninja Warrior.
We will be interviewing all of the top American Ninja Warrior stars, and we encourage you to visit our website, www.wolfpackninjas.com.
And kids, you can get your free Wolfpack Ninja Cub certificate there.
If you like our podcast, please share, subscribe, and like on iTunes. Also, give us a follow on our social media.
We're always posting new content, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Together, we can make the world a healthier and happier place. So join us.
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Wolfpack Ninja Podcast. I'm your host, Ian Dory. I am ecstatic today. Got one of my favorite all-time ninjas on the show, the wonderful Megan Martin. Welcome.
Hello. Excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for your time. And I'm excited to just jump in here and get to let the listeners get to know more about Megan Martin. We get to see like the TV side and like the superstar side of you, but tell us just a little bit more about who you are. Who's the real Megan Martin?
I think what you see is kind of what you get. yeah, I obviously have been doing sports for my whole life, so I'm super into being an athlete, and I definitely enjoy being in front of the camera. So that's like another thing that, but I think that's pretty obvious. I don't think that's not something that's obvious. I just like to have fun and be with my friends and explore the world. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Well, tell us just a little bit about your climbing career. I mean, I know it cause I'm a climber, but, tell us a little bit about why you love climbing.
Climbing has always been something that from the start I loved. I took a long break from climbing, which most people know, but not everybody knows. It was about like a 7-year break after I climbed as a child for 4 years. And then when I got back into climbing, it was like this whole new thing with like climbing outside often, which I didn't get to do because I grew up in Florida. So it was like a new thing to get excited about in climbing. I've been competing for the past 5 years. Yeah. Professionally in climbing, been to a lot of World Cups, lots of nationals on the U.S. team, all the things. It's pretty fun, super competitive, but really happy that I get to do it.
Competing is super fun. Keeps the mind sharp. I really like competitive rock climbing. I haven't been doing well the last few years.
It's hard, man.
It is
Those
hard.
Kids, they're strong.
I know. Well, tell me a little bit about your training and how do you get ready for climbing competitions, World Cups, and all things you're doing?
I just try to climb a lot usually before World Cups and Nationals and stuff. This year has been weird. Like, before Nationals, I was really prepared, which I think ended up showing because I made finals and like it all worked out. But since then, I've just been so busy. So I'm still like kind of just living off of the training I did before Nationals to get me through the other stuff. I really just try to like get into the gym like 4 or like 5 to 6 times a week. I boulder a bunch. I'll boulder for like 3 hours. And I try to sport climb sporadically too, just to keep the power endurance up. I don't really do anything specific. Like I don't like do 4x4s or hangboard workouts, but I do try to onsite a lot. I think that's probably the best thing you can do to prep yourself for comps. Like go to a gym, like maybe go to a gym you haven't been to in a while. So there's like a whole new or like everything in the gym is new. So you can like go around and pick a few things out to onsite. And then after you're done doing that, just kind of try to climb everything. So I try to do a lot of volume, I feel like, so that you're never tired during a competition.
No, I couldn't agree more. It's not that the problems are so difficult. It's about being able to do the problems in the time given, the time that they allot, and not be tired, burn yourself out for the next problem.
Just exactly. That, yeah. it's just the 5 minutes, and, you know, maybe you like got super pumped on the problem before and you only had 5 minutes of rest. That's like the hard stuff for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No, climbing competitions are great. Well, you have hundreds of thousands of followers on your social media. You've been blowing up, Megan. It's awesome to see. And
thanks.
I want to talk a little bit more about your modeling career a little later, but
you've got the attention of hundreds of thousands of people. What do you want to do with this amazing platform that you've developed?
Honestly, I'm just trying to, you know, promote the idea of following your dreams and kind of like creating what you want out of life. I think that, you know, too often we think we need to do something specific, but I think the most important thing is to follow your heart and your dreams and like do what you want to do. So I hope in doing that, other people think that they can do that too and like really just figure out what they're passionate about and go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just going for it. Not being afraid to
totally
to commit.
No, that's right.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about how you met up with the Wolfpack and how you became part of the pro team. And what do you think about the Wolfpack?
I mean, I feel like for me, the Wolfpack started back in, I mean, I don't feel like this is just facts. The Wolfpack started for me back in 2014 before my first year on American Ninja Warrior. I remember running into Noah at the climbing gym and he gave me his number and said I should come out and like train at his house. And then obviously like you were there and Brian was there and Isaac was there. So this was like a whole different time period. But since then, the Wolfpack kind of has just grown into like such a big force in the ninja community, especially since we have so many different like pro team members now. And it's just like an ever-growing company. I think that everything that we're focused on doing is great because we're just trying to, you know, promote like a healthy lifestyle for like families to get involved in, which like isn't something that generally is available for people. So I think that's why it's been such a hit, because, you know, moms and dads can bring their kids out and like they can all try the course, they can all compete. So it's something they can do together that's fun and good for them.
Yeah. No, we live in an age where lack of motivation is everywhere, and this distraction is just, it's so easy. We have all these iPhones and tablets and screens and instant communication, instant gratification all over the place. And you mentioned earlier part of what you're doing is just inspiring people to follow their dreams and their passion. You know, we have a lot of younger listeners who are looking up to you, you know, especially little girls, you know, and even me, you know. But what would you say to some of our younger viewers who are, you know, are like wanting to follow their dreams?
I think the most important thing is to go for it, but also you have to keep in mind that it's not going to be easy. I think, like you were saying with social media and like all the instant gratification, like I think it's important that people realize that it takes time to get to certain places, so to not be discouraged by maybe things not happening as quickly as you would want them to. You just have to like keep doing it and like going for it and keep your goals in mind. And I think it's really good to write down your goals, because the more you focus on what you want to happen, I think the more likely it is to happen. So I think that you just have to stay resilient and motivated, and I think that's my best advice for that.
Yeah, no, that's true. You can never give up. You can't give up on yourself even when it gets hard. There's so many obstacles, exactly. And then just a beautiful thing, because it is like a metaphor for your life.
Yeah.
These challenges, and you have to overcome them.
Totally. Super accurate.
Well, give us, if you don't mind sharing, what's something that's, you know, a challenge or struggle that you've had in your career path, and, you know, you've been like, whoa, this is crazy, and then how have you overcome that obstacle?
I mean, I think recently it's been like a time management thing, just because I'm like all over the place doing so many different things. I think a perfect example would be the Minneapolis qualifier this year. Like I get really nervous before these things, and I felt pretty unprepared compared to normal, just because I hadn't had any like consistent training, because I'd been gone too much to do so. So I think I felt good in the qualifier, but instead of like continuing to like take my time, I like was like, okay, I feel fine. Like I'm just going to go because I want to get this over with kind of thing. And then the next thing you know, I like messed up that kind of stuff. I need to like, you know, I mean, that was just like a thing to realize, and which obviously the city final hasn't aired yet, but I think I ended up managing everything a bit better.
Yeah.
And that happened. So I kind of like learned from the first competition before going into the second one.
Do you get nervous when you get up to compete on American Ninja Warrior and for rock climbing?
I don't get as nervous for climbing for whatever reason. But for American Ninja Warrior, I get very nervous. I think there's just like a lot going on. And I think that, I don't know, it's such a bigger production. So, and I think it's also because I feel less prepared for it. And with climbing, like I know I can, if I'm bouldering, like I know I have 5 minutes to figure out what's going on. Whereas in Ninja, like if I fall, it's like over. So,
right.
In a World Cup, like I feel like I have so many chances, so I'm not really like so terrified. I'm just like in the zone of trying to figure out how to, you know, get through the boulders.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. It's a little less.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess Ninja Warrior is more like sport climbing, which, but you know, sport climbing is not my main jam, so I don't get as nervous.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, for our listeners, sport climbing is when you're using ropes and harnesses, and you're climbing up the wall, and there's protection that you clip into as you go, which is different than bouldering, which you every time you fall, you hit the ground or you hit a mat. So that's the difference there. But Megan, tell us, how do you deal with the nerves when you get up and it's lights, camera, action, it's the TV show American Ninja Warrior, it's your turn. You know, they bring you up and they make you stand there. How do you deal with that and move past it to be, you know, to conquer the obstacles?
I think it's honestly like pretty hard to stay calm. I just try to like ignore what's going on and just like remind myself that it's supposed to be fun. I'm going to have fun and to not freaked out by how big of a deal it seems to be. So I just like kind of talk to myself out loud, which might sound crazy, but it seems to work. Just like being like, this is fun. You're going to be fine. Like, this is good. Like, you know how to do this. You're good at this. Like, you can do this. Have fun. It's fine.
Self-affirmation. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the easiest way to get over being like a little terrified.
I think we all get a little terrified. And
it's just nerve wracking.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot.
It's like we're like, oh my God, we gotta do this.
Gotta
do well.
Well, and you're like standing there and it's the middle of the night and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. Well, is there anything you do before you get up to the platform, or is talking to yourself kind of your self mantra, or is there anything else you do?
I do like some last minute like stretching and like a little bit of jumping just to make sure my body is like ready to be like reactive to what's going on. I try to keep breathing. I try to drink a lot of water. And this is probably bad, but I like to run with gum in my mouth because I feel like it makes it easier to like to not get thirsty on the course.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I actually had like one of the producers made me spit out my gum before the city final run. I was like, what? No.
That's funny.
I need it.
It's like a little choking hazard, I guess.
Yeah, but I get it. I just, you know, I'm willing to take that risk.
Right, you're an adult. You can make that choice.
I sport climbed with a Werther's candy in my mouth yesterday. It was really nice.
It almost distracts you from
being
scared or like, it's like almost something you could focus on that is not mundane, but it helps you like take all the other unwanted negativity out of the situation.
Just a little bit of distraction.
No, that's funny. And I actually sometimes when I'm in my groove, I'll start singing a song in my head just to keep my flow going. It's funny.
Yeah, I really like music, but I never seem to like, a lot of people listen to music to get in the zone, But like, I've definitely tried that with climbing, where sitting in the chair before a boulder with like headphones, and it just really didn't end up working for me. I felt like it was more fun to talk to the judges and stuff. So I like,
right.
I was like, oh, music isn't for me. Well, need to be social, apparently.
To each his own. And that's right? Interesting. I really like to have music. But.
Yeah. Well, I remember before, it was either before qualifiers or city finals, I was definitely feeling sleepy. And I remember Joe came up and started talking to me. We were talking and he's like, I don't want to like get you out of your zone. I was like, no, this is helping. Like, I feel tired, but talking is like making me more awake. So like, you can keep talking to me as much as you want. It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's engaging your
but
mind.
But I think that's not like normal for most people.
Well. Everyone's different, so you have to be able to find that thing that helps you in those situations.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
If it doesn't work for me, it doesn't mean it won't work for you or for anyone who's trying to develop those skills as an athlete. Or I think that translates into other aspects of life as well, not just descending obstacles and rock climbing competitions, but school tests and studying and preparing your mind. It's very similar situation where you're nervous and you have to overcome those fears. Your family's awesome, mate. I love your parents. How involved are they in your life, and has that played a key role in what you're doing and even part of your messaging online?
Yeah, I think they've definitely like shaped who I am as a human, and they're very supportive and loving. And it's just really nice to have parents that don't cause you any like stress. They're just like, I enjoy having them around and I enjoy being around them. And I think that I feel like, especially with my mom, whenever she's at my competitions, I definitely feel more at ease. Like, she just makes my life easier, which is nice. She's like a saint. But yeah, I think that they have a lot to do with how I am as a person and like the things that I'm interested in and the things that I think are important have a lot to do with how they raised me and like my relationship with them.
Was it always like that? Have you always had a pretty cordial relationship, or were you guys ever bumping heads at any point?
I mean, I think the only time I bumped heads was probably with my mom when I was a teenager, but like what teenage
right.
girl has
classic,
it?
Classic, classic.
It's like, yeah, it lasts for like 2 years and like you get over it. And but even then she was amazing. I was just being a brat.
Right. Sure. Well, you have this awesome athletic career, modeling career that you're kind of in both worlds. You're also a ninja. Tell me a little bit about your goals for the next year and in all these different worlds that you're a part of.
I'm looking to kind of make a little bit of a shift. I want to kind of get into more hosting and like acting stuff, honestly, and obviously like more modeling. If some of the things I have my eye on right now don't work out, I'm sure I'll do another season of American Ninja Warrior. But if they do, then I might not be focusing on that anymore. But we shall see. That only time will tell on that one. And same with climbing. If it works out that the other stuff doesn't work out, then I'll definitely climb for another year in competitions and stuff. I mean, I'm going to climb forever, but just being a competitive climber is kind of difficult. And really like takes money out of your bank account. So it's kind of hard. It definitely doesn't put any in there.
Right.
Yeah. Just kind of whatever I'm doing, I just hope that I can do my best. And just my plans are a little up in the air right now, but I should know in the next few months and then kind of start working towards whatever goals those are. And that could be the next season of American Ninja Warrior and another climbing season, or maybe not. So we shall see.
Oh, no, that's really interesting. It's kind of up in the air. Well,
yeah.
I'm rooting for you. And if anyone, any of our listeners are looking for any of those things, feel free to hit Megan up. All of her social media and everything will be posted in our show notes so you can get in contact with Megan. Tell us about American Ninja Warrior this season.
Yeah, this season was definitely more difficult for me than normal just because I've been gone so much. It's been my busiest year thus far, travel-wise. So it was just hard to, or it was a new challenge or new obstacle for me to have to just, you know, try and wing it anyway. that's basically what I did. This year too, like, I've had some injuries, so that's been new and not so fun to deal with, but also just another obstacle and trying to manage it as best as I can. So yeah, just some new things this year in general.
Yeah,
I just kind of have to deal with it, and it's not like the most ideal for the year, but it is what it is. And sometimes things just happen like that and you gotta roll with the punches.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's tough because you're this amazing athlete. That's also one of the top female competitors. But the sport itself isn't really a sport because it's a TV show. And so
correct.
A lot of people don't know is it's tough to be preparing for this stuff because it's only a couple of years.
Well, yeah. And like some people, this is all they do. And that's always been the case. But more and more, it's like more common that it is the only thing people do. And it's like, for me, I'm trying to be a professional athlete and then doing the ninja stuff. And I mean, luckily they have a lot of things in common, but a lot of the training that other people are doing, I have like 5% of that training. So it's just a different place to be in.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. There's a lot behind the scenes that we don't get to see on TV for sure. Well, is there anyone you look up to as your hero?
I would say I like look up to my mom and my dad as my heroes. I kind of like the way that they've paved out their life. I feel like they're amazing parents, and they definitely created a life that they wanted and are super hardworking. And I definitely admire like everything they do. And I would like to do things in a way that they do them. So I feel like they're a really good example, and I'm glad I have them as an example to kind of mirror my life after.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I look up to your dad as well.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he does. No, that's great. Okay, well, Megan, it's been great having you on the Wolfpack Ninja podcast. You have an incredible Instagram. Anyone who's not following Megan needs to go right now. Well, don't stop listening to the podcast, but go after you finish and follow Megan Martin on all of her socials. She's incredible. I love seeing what she's up to. Megan, how do we stay up to date with everything you're doing?
My Instagram and Twitter handles are at Megan Martin 89, and I spell Megan MEAGAN. So pretty simple. Same one for both. Well, so come follow me.
yes, please do. And you can find all of that information just below. Nice, easy link right to her social media. So, yeah. Well, Megan, thanks so much for being on the Wolfpack Ninja podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was super fun.
And thanks for listening to the Wolfpack Ninja podcast. We're going to get a quick word from our sponsors, but next week we have Brian Burkhart, kind of a low-key ninja. You may have heard of him, may not have. He just graduated from law school. He's an incredible guy. Wait till you hear his interview.
Thanks so much for joining the Wolfpack Ninja podcast. If you liked it, please tell a friend. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes.
It would mean a lot. Remember to visit our website at www.wolfpackninjas.com and join us on social media.
Join us next time for another exciting episode with your favorite ninjas and informative health tips.
Follow us across the social medias at Wolfpack Ninjas.